6:04, this is KRCC NCPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. More people are gambling in Colorado than ever before. Over the last 5 years, voters and policymakers approved a rapid expansion of gaming, including the addition of sports betting. These changes are alarming for people in recovery from gambling addictions, as well as the people who treat them, like therapist Jamie Glick. He's president of the Problem Gambling Coalition of Colorado.
We have seen a significant increase in problematic behavior. We've seen an increase in calls to the 1-800-GAMBLER hotline, and I think that we'll only see this continue to increase.
Glick says gambling is an emerging public health crisis and wants the state to form a task force to address it. It's been about a year since Colorado passed a hands-free cell phone law. State troopers are saying it's helped reduce distracted driving crashes. CPR's Ava Keon has more.
State Patrol issued 907 citations so far this year to people who touched or held their smartphones while driving, according to data through mid-December. A spokesperson says the new law has made a tremendous difference. The State Patrol saw roughly 500 fewer distracted driving crashes compared to last year. Ava Keon, CPR News.
Grand County commissioners are criticizing the state for re-releasing a wolf with a history of feeding on livestock, CPR's Sam Brash explains.
The wolf in question is a young male born to the Copper Creek Pack, a family group known for repeatedly killing or injuring cattle. Earlier this year, it wandered into New Mexico, but was captured by the state's Wildlife Service and returned. Colorado Parks and Wildlife then released it into Grand County. In a letter sent December 19th, county commissioners say the state failed to provide proper notice and put local ranchers at risk. But Colorado's top wildlife manager, she says the animal can help the species continue to recover, and it was let loose somewhere far from livestock, surrounded by natural prey, and close to an unpaired female, maybe looking for a mate. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.